This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we get this day going, let's read a little bit of the Bible, listening to God as we do it, spending time with Him. We're reading through the Gospel of John and learning some spiritual lessons from Jesus' life. We've been reading in John chapter 6. The people talked to Jesus about Moses and how God gave them manna, that amazing kind of bread, when they were out in the desert with no food, and it fell down out of the sky, and they gathered it up and ate it, a miracle providing for them. And Jesus says, yeah, but they ate that, but later, eventually, they died. But now God is sending you the true bread, spiritual bread, which brings life, and that bread is me. Jesus says, I am the bread of life, and if you eat that bread, you will receive eternal life. You won't die. Well, the Jews get all hung up about what he's saying, and they start taking it literally. Can this man give us his flesh to eat, his blood to drink? And it's almost like Jesus eggs them on in that and says, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you won't have life in yourselves. But if you do, you'll have eternal life. It says in verse 59, these things he said in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Many, therefore, of his disciples, when they heard this, though they struggled with it too. They said, this is a difficult statement. Who can listen to it? It sounds gross. But Jesus, conscious that his disciples grumbled at this, said to them, does this cause you to stumble? What then if you should see the Son of Man ascending where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. See, he's showing, he's talking on the spiritual level. It's spiritual bread. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and are life. If you truly want spiritual life, a kind of life that you cannot get for yourself, but only God can give you, then you must come to Jesus and receive from him. He is the bread of life. But there are some of you who do not believe, Jesus said. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were who did not believe, and who it was who would betray him. And he was saying, for this reason I have said to you that no one can come to me unless it has been granted him from the Father. Spiritual truth often just doesn't make sense to people unless God helps you to understand and to recognize the truth of it. You'll miss it. It says, as a result of this, many of his disciples withdrew and were not walking with him anymore. Jesus wasn't in anymore, and so they left him behind. Jesus said, therefore, to the 12 disciples, you do not want to go away also, do you? Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God. Peter's saying, we know that what you're saying is true. We have believed. We have come to eat that living bread and to receive from you eternal life. Jesus answered them, did I myself not choose you? I chose well, he's saying. And yet, one of you is a devil. Now he meant Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, for he, one of the 12, was going to betray Jesus. Well, where are you in your spiritual journey? Do the things of Jesus seem a little uncomfortable to you? Ask God to help you understand his spiritual truth, his message, in a way that you can receive. If you recognize that Jesus is who he said he was, that he is inviting you into a living relationship with him, then turn to him right now. Let him know you are putting your trust in him and receive eternal life. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.